It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. I'm going to start off today by reading from the book of Judges, chapter 6 and verse 13. It's the story of Gideon. Gideon, on the day that the angel of the Lord appeared to him while he was at work, he was thrashing wheat, trying to put food on the table. He was scared of the Midianites. But the angel appeared to him and told him that God was with him. And Gideon's reply was, "If the Lord be with us, why then is all of this befallen us? And where is all of his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us." Gideon felt that God had forsaken them because of their circumstances of being impoverished. Let me ask you, does being impoverished, being afflicted, being sick, being confused, being anxious, being depressed, being in the worst state you can think of, does it mean that God is not with you? No doubt many of you have wondered, where is all of the miracles that we have read about in the New Testament? And then there are others who would say that God no longer works miracles among his people. Miracles are no longer needed, they say. We've got this. We know how to do this. We don't need God's intervention. We've got this. But I find out in the book of Corinthians that we still need God to help us. We still need the miraculous power of God. Paul told the Corinthians, "You see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised has God chosen, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." And then Paul tells them why, that no flesh should glory in his presence. The people that God calls into the ministry are people that need the miraculous. And the things that God uses, foolish things, need the miraculous to confound the wise. And the weak people that God chooses need the miraculous power of God if they're going to confound the things that are mighty and the base things of the world. Things that are despised has God chosen. These people that God has chosen, the despised things, the base things, they need the miraculous, and God gives them that power that no man should glory in his presence. The verse of scripture I just read from Judges proves what Paul said. God chose Gideon, the least thought of tribe in Israel, and the least thought of man in his family. God chose the least of the least to begin his miraculous work. And then in Luke chapter 9, we find that Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority over all devils and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. People today will say that it was only the apostles that Jesus empowered to heal the sick, raise the dead, to have dominion over all the works of the devil. But then again we read in Luke 10 and 1, "After these things, the Lord appointed another 70 also, and sent them two and two into every city and place where he himself would come. And they returned unto him and said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us." And listen what else he told this 70, "I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all power of the enemy. Even after the day of Pentecost, it was not just those apostles to whom God gave power over all the enemy to cure the sick, to cast out devils. We find others who were not of the 12 doing the same thing. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.